We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday was one of those, you're dealt, you have 20 and the dealer's showing a 6 and you're playing blackjack and you're already counting that money. I was counting a win yesterday. I was up 4-3. I headed to London. The Jags stink. 5-3 at Dubai. That's awesome. Now you're looking at 3-4. And it feels like the coaches and the players yesterday in the fourth also were kind of not looking ahead in the game, but no one expected that.
I think we all took our foot off the gas. Fans, everybody. And obviously we don't have any impact on the outcome of the game, but I thought the game was over with it, 17-0 going into the fourth quarter. And I'm sure they did too, but listen, they get paid to keep playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about a lot of things in the first segment there, and I was going off a little bit on Wentz, but what is Jim Schwartz doing, man? He actually had success. To beat Cam Newton, we've seen this with the Eagles time and time again, Ike. Mm-hmm. You get to him, you get in his face, especially early, you pressure him, and he's a different guy. He's throwing the ball, he's just throwing it up there because he doesn't want to take hits. Mm-hmm. Yesterday you did that early. And what do? You go way too early into more or less a prevent. You could tell me whether it was a real prevent or not, but you let everything in front of them, and they just completion, scramble by Cam. Then they went into a man-to-man, and McCaffrey started having success, and Cam had success on runs.
I tell you what hurt him more than anything is that in that fourth quarter, they let Carolina go 3-for-3 in the red zone.
Yeah.
Right, you let them get down there. Then you didn't stop them. You didn't stop them. You didn't hold them to field goals.
Nope.
Right, if you hold them to field goals, okay, it's a totally different ball game.
Last three drives, this is per Jeff McClain. He put it out on Twitter that they only rushed more than four guys twice.
The whole game.
The fourth quarter.
Oh, the fourth quarter.
Last three drives, they only sent more than four guys twice, and Newton versus a four-man rush was 15-for-18 for 201 yards.
Woo.
888-729-9494. A lot to blame. I started with Carson Wentz. Blake in Pottstown. Hi, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just want to say you guys are awesome. Big fan. Looking at Carson Wentz's stats yesterday, like 30-for-37, over 300 yards, multiple touchdowns. I don't think that'd be the first guy I would blame for this loss. You know, he had the ball at the end of the game, but I just think there's other factors that contributed more than Carson Wentz. Like the second to last drive, you know, you ran it twice. I didn't think that was very smart. Then you go 3-and-out. But like you guys said, the third quarter, just not aggressive enough. That really ended up costing you. And like, even as a fan sitting there watching, I felt like the game was in our hands up 17. But it's a humble reminder. You know, the Panthers are a good veteran team. They've been in the Super Bowl not that long ago. It's easy to see what happened. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay. All right. Easy to see what happened. It's not easy for me to see what happened at all. It's not easy for me to see at all. How does that happen is what I say. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? How do you allow a team to come back when this is a game you need? You're 4-3. You're going to London. You beat Jacksonville. You're 5-3 at the break, right? 5-3 after everything that happened during the first half of the season. 5-3. You're looking at it being like, that's awesome. Now we go on a run in the second half. Now you're 3-4. And This is desperation now, Ike.
Yeah, and they didn't play desperate in the fourth quarter. They just didn't. They didn't play desperate in the fourth quarter. You know, when they finally woke up and realized it was a three-point game now, you know, it was too late by then. You know, Carolina had all the momentum by then. They had all the momentum.
Oh, no, you felt it too.
Yeah.
When it got to be a three-point game, this is where I was saying, man, you can't give them the ball back.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is give the ball back, and they did. You needed a score there. That's the thing with Carson, right? And this is on Doug, too, for the play calling. But this is where it's on Carson. It's not just about that last drive. You had three chances in the fourth quarter to put points on the board to make it harder or ice the game. Instead, bang, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You gave them that ball back. Everybody shares the responsibility in that on offense, as well as the coordinators and Doug. But he's the quarterback. He has the ball in his hands. You have to win that game. Let's go to Devon in Newark. Devon,
Hey, what's going on, John? What's going on? I appreciate you guys taking my call. You know, I always like to tap in and just give you guys what I think. But, hey, John, I'm with you today, man. If that was Aaron Rodgers out there, if that was Tom Brady out there, you would expect with 2 minutes left in the game for your quarterback just to produce. You know, we got the pass interference on Alshon. That was great. That put us in great position, and Carson just didn't have to get it all right away. It was third and two, check down wide open, even a scramble for the 2 yards, or even get it closer to make it 1 yard, the fourth and one. The third and two, then it's fourth and two. It just blew the game. You know, it's just those type of situations where we need the quarterback to be our guy and win the game for us. I just don't want him to overthink it. Just take what the defense gives you. We had two timeouts, a minute left, had plenty of time to work the game out. Now, I agree with you, Ike. You know, defense didn't make plays. But like John said, if it's 2 minutes left on a game clock and our quarterback has the ball, everyone wants him to win, especially in the red zone.
Sure.
It's just what you do in championship football. You just got to take advantage of those type of things. And that's all I got to say about it. Carson's my guy. I love Carson to death. But it's just like you said. It's one of the rough patches that will make him great. You know, it's just this game, we really needed this game. You know, I wish he could have learned it in another game, but this is a game that we really needed, and he had to learn that. So I know Carson to bounce back, but I do believe that this game, he should have won it for us.
Yeah, I can't go along with that. I understand the reasoning behind it, and that certainly is a facet of why they lost. But I just don't think, and you talk about Rodgers and Brady and how you would have expected them to win the game. It's okay to, you know why you expect them to win the game? Because you know how good they are. So that's perfectly understandable. Right. But you don't turn around and blame them when they don't win it. You're not blaming those guys. You kidding me? When is Tom Brady getting blamed for not winning a game? Or Aaron Rodgers? No, they go straight to the other players on the team. It's did Tom Brady get blamed for fumbling the ball in the Super Bowl? No, Bill Belichick got blamed for not playing Malcolm Butler. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Tom Brady also had 505 yards and put up a lot of points.
Numbers don't matter, right?
Do points matter?
Yes.
Okay, how many points did the Eagles have yesterday?
Oh, now we're comparing them to that.
No.
What I'm talking about is in that scenario, when the quarterback doesn't come through, he brought up Brady and Aaron Rodgers. They would not get blamed. Tom Brady doesn't get blamed for losing the Super Bowl. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. So he had the ball, though, didn't he?
He fumbled it. He did.
Okay, so then why doesn't he get blamed?
I think because of the points that he put up in the game. I mean, we could sit here and do this, and you already know what
All I'm saying is you're fixated on Carson Wentz really as if that game was about Carson Wentz losing it, when it wasn't.
No, it was about Carson Wentz needing to win it, and he didn't.
We agree on that point.
Okay.
The team didn't win it.
Oh, no, the team definitely
So you're saying Carson Wentz didn't win it. Is blaming Carson Wentz for the loss yesterday, and that's not the reason they lost.
But if he would have gotten one completion to Wendell Smallwood, it could have been the reason that they won.
Okay, so if he threw it to Wendell and he dropped it like he did 2 weeks ago, then what?
Who's on first?
I'm just saying, if he threw it to Wendell like he did a couple weeks ago and Wendell drops it, is it still Carson's fault?
Then it's on Wendell.
The game?
The drop, which could have been at the very least a first down out of bounds or a touchdown.
We're arguing two different things. That series versus the entire game, that's two different things. That's one series.
Carson was having an excellent game before.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw it.
Before the fourth. Yeah, no, Carson, outside of the last three drives, really, I mean, you look at the one drive where they went 17 plays and they scored the touchdown. It took up over 9 minutes on the clock. You thought the game was over at that point. Ball game, drive all the way down.
I just don't see how it's Carson's fault. I don't come away with that takeaway from the game yesterday.
No, not after watching the fourth?
That's the furthest thing from my mind is that Carson Wentz cost us the game yesterday.
Didn't cost them. Let's go to Wade in Chester. Wade.
Yeah, how y'all doing, man?
How are you?
What up, Wade?
Because in the Super Bowl, when Tom Brady kept scoring, Nick Foles had to come back out and score. The whole game, they never punted the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz has the ball on a 20-yard line. How is it not Carson's fault that they lost the game when he was the one that fumbled the ball and had a man open? No one was open.
Well, Carson didn't give up a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Are we there yet? Are we at the point where we can honestly, finally criticize Carson Wentz? Because I don't like this white glove thing that you play.
I know because you still want Nick Foles in there, a quarterback. So I know.
Nick
Foles, I got you.
Not his Super Bowl. Yeah. Listen.
No, Wade. That's what you
Nick
want.
Foles
so you're waiting.
Wait.
You can be critical of Carson Wentz's decisions after they had first and 10 there down there. That's I'm not excusing any of that. But to focus in on that as if that was the entire reason why they lost the game, I think it's crazy. It's not about me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If he hits Jeffries in the back end zone, mm-hmm. game over, right?
Yeah.
He win, right?
Yeah.
So he was wide open, wasn't he?
On what play? On which play?
Actually, on both of them. He was open on both plays.
Well, on the final play, he got rushed. I'm sorry, is he supposed to block for himself also?
Left, right tackle and right guard, yes.
Yeah, I mean, is he supposed to block for himself? He fumbled the ball because he's getting hit. You're right. The guys that are making tens of millions of dollars in front of him, they don't have to do their job and protect for him.
I didn't like that play call at all.
Right?
At all.
Here's the thing. When you really think about it, he made one bad decision is when he missed Wendell in the flats. He threw in the double coverage. I don't know what happened between he and Zach. He said there was some miscommunication there. I don't know who to blame when the ball almost got picked off by Eric Reed. We're going to blame him for getting sacked? Wow. Man, I'm telling you, some people out there hard up to rip this dude. I feel you, though. I know everybody looks at the guy, and he rarely gets criticized for things. Well, it's a reason why he rarely gets criticized, right? Because he's damn good. He's damn good. Don't be mad because people don't nitpick at him when he does the majority of things well. That's all this is about. That's all this is about. Come on, Wade. We've been talking for I don't know how long. You're hung up on Nick Foles. You don't like Carson, so you want Carson to be ripped today. I look at that game yesterday. I don't come away saying, boy, I tell you, this guy we got playing quarterback, oh, God.
He stinks.
He can't win in the fourth quarter. Oh, my goodness. This dude, I don't feel that way. Is that what you feel watching that game?
I don't feel that way going forward. I don't think that he's a choke artist.
Right.
I don't think that's
kind of what you're setting out
well,
there.
Well, he kind of looked spooked there on that last couple plays, no?
What? He threw it into double coverage.
Well,
I know what spook looked like is a picture of Sam Bradford next to the word.
He threw it into
that's
double
what
coverage.
Spook looked like.
But he halfway threw it, halfway didn't, right? Like he was thinking about it. He wasn't sure what he was going to do while he was throwing.
No, you just make that up. How did you
Wait
come up with that?
That's what it looked like.
Right. Then it looked like while he was throwing it, he didn't know what to do.
Well,
with
he
the
already
ball.
Said it was a miscommunication.
No, I'm talking about which one are you talking about? I'm talking about the Alshon Jeffrey play.
No, the interception, the one, the read, or maybe it was the Ertz one that looked like he was.
Well,
trying
the one
to...
the Ertz is where Reed almost picked it off.
Okay, that one.
Yeah,
it looked like the.
You know why it was hesitation? Because the receiver kept running.
That's what he said.
So when he's saying there's miscommunication, he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! I need you to sit down right there." I need you to sit down right
there. So that was Ertz?
Well, all I'm saying is the slight hesitation is because his target isn't where he's expecting him to be.
Hey, we're coming back, Ike. I want to hit some.
I'm not going to stand this bashing of the Wentz wagon, man. This ain't going to happen on my watch.
Normally, quarterbacks that have three shots.
What the hell's going on around here?
When you have a shot to add to the lead, when you have a shot to ice the game, you have a shot to win the game, you're free to be blamed, but not on this town with certain drivers.
No, exactly. You're exactly right.
Hey. So, Doug was odd yesterday after the game.
We can start ripping everybody else, though.
Jake Elliott? Oh, believe me.
Oh, Jake. Oh, don't let me start on Jake Elliott.
If you want to go down the list, if you want to do a rapid-fire list, I have it.
Hey, Boy, how long do you get to live off the field goal in the Super Bowl?
It was really windy, though.
And it's 61-yarder from last year. This dude, nobody talk about Jake Elliott,
though. I'm ready. I'm ready. Write it down.
He got a free pass today.
Doug said that the pressure's off, though, so don't worry about it, Ike. After the game yesterday, said no more pressure.
No more press conferences, man, please.
Also, Doug said today, I thought it was pretty interesting, that if you're kind of reading between the lines, he more or less said that the games are won on Wednesday and Thursday, i.e. the week of practice.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? These guys aren't practicing, Doug? 888-729-9494.
Well,
this is one thing he did say. I know this. I want the ball in Carson's hands at the end of the game. And you know, I do too.
I don't know, John.
I want him to win it, though.
I'm kicking you out the wagon, dude. You are out.
Oh, I'm already off. Believe me. You booted me a couple times. And Ben,
you are off the wagon.
Ben has, on the other side, our numbers nerd, Ben Livingston, has some numbers on Carson Wentz.
Oh, he's another hater.
That you won't want to hear,
Ike. Yeah, I know. He's another hater.
888-729-94.
Look what I'm working with.
94. It's the leader of the Wentz wagon, Ike Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.